What's your comment on the Russian disinformation campaign?
I got nothing to say on misinformation, but it's very clear the Putin wants Donald Trump to win. Donald Trump wants Putin to win, and so that's what I would say.
Well, it's kind of hard to understand there, but Tim Walz is saying that it's very clear that Putin wants Donald Trump to win. I'm not even sure it's very clear that Kamala Harris wants to win. But Tim Walz is there confirming that Putin is on the side of Donald Trump. Didn't Putin endorse Kamala Harris?
Yeah, Putin definitely endorsed Kamala Harris, and he had no other motives. he's always pretty straight shooter.
Putin's like, gosh, what would be the best for American democracy? Yeah. So is that the question he's asking himself when he's making endorsements?
Yeah. Yeah, when Putin speaks, you know that he's got America's best interests in mind, no matter what. Don't clip that. That was sarcasm.
We'll leave that part off.
Okay.
The YouTube live chat poll for today is, do you fear violence after the election? Yes or no? Go to the Andy Fry YouTube channel. Find our live broadcast that's going on right now while we're live on the air on 97.1 FM Talk. And you can vote in the live chat portion of the live broadcast. Do you fear violence after the election? It's weird how much people are joking about it. You hear the phrase civil war a lot, don't you?
Yeah, there's clearly an undercurrent of actual anxiety about this. Like, people are joking about it because they know, well, they hope, and this is why you see the phrase, man, I hope it's a blowout one way or another. Because if it's close and people have questions, people are going to get pretty ticked off one way or another. I'm not blaming either side there. If it's close, people are going to have questions. And hopefully that doesn't devolve into total chaos. But we saw it we've seen it every election recently. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just people like, oh, 2020. Man, 2016 was a mess in Washington, D.C.
One of the most iconic photos of 2016 was that dude in that long suit coat holding a fire extinguisher after putting out a fire. He had that. He had a MAGA hat on, and he's like in the middle of the street with this burning pile of garbage that he just put out, looking around like, what are you guys doing? I mean, they boarded up downtown D.C. because they knew there would be riots.
You think if it's not close that it won't happen?
I think it'll be harder for people to, I think the motivation won't be there as much because it'll look a little bit more like a mandate.
Do you think that it's more likely that there's violence if one person wins or the other?
No. Actually, in some senses, I think it's more likely that you have little pockets of violence pop up if Donald Trump wins.
Let me interject here real quick. What is violence?
It's destruction of property.
Riots.
It's riots. It's destruction of it's violence against people. I mean, it's really just destruction of whatever.
Mm. Well, you know, I think the people we've asked this question on the poll a little bit earlier this week. But like, do you trust the results of the election? And people don't. So if it's funny how it's like a right wing thing right now to not trust, like it's labeled in the media as a right-wing thing to not trust elections. Hillary Clinton believes she won the election. Stacey Abrams never conceded her loss in Georgia. There are plenty of pieces of evidence, I mean, really with every presidential election, where questions remain past the certification of results and an inauguration, where it's like, well, that election, There was fraud, there was funny business that took place. Like, the idea that Americans don't, on the whole, trust the outcome of elections, and now it's very much so a both sides thing, that we've watched Hillary Clinton say over and over and over again her book, What Happened, and then she explained all the reasons why she lost the election. She thinks it was stolen from her. I mean, she still talks about it. We've heard Donald Trump say quite a bit that he thinks the election was stolen as well. Our YouTube poll for today is, do you fear violence after the election? That stems from people feeling like they had something that was stolen from them. And that's where I think where we are right now. I think a lot of people have a lot of lack of faith. Let's get to our guest. Tyrus is with us, a regular on Gutfeld, Fox News
You're
contributor.
You're becoming my most stable relationship.
Enough said.
Tyrus, welcome back to the Andy Fry Show. First time we've been able to speak to you since you interviewed the former president of the United States and hopefully the next president of the United States, Donald Trump. Welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me.
I want to ask you about that interview. We've seen it. It's been out there. You asked great questions. You told a side of the story of Donald Trump that nobody else is telling right now, which is the genuine goodness of that man. What were your thoughts on the opportunity you had to interview Donald Trump?
I was surprised by it. When he said it, like, he'd give me an interview, I was shocked. You don't think in your life to any president that you'd, I'm not a journalist. I don't pretend to be one. So to sit down with the president was pretty cool. I think it's something that many years from now I'll look back on and be like, wow, man, I sat and broke. I was the president. Not only that, some of my ideas were so good they made the news. So I guess for wrestlers or athletes everywhere that were always, big dumb athletes or whatever, not that dumb. He was tough. He didn't really want to talk about what I wanted to talk about. He had no list of my questions because I don't have questions. I said I just kind of have an outline. And it was difficult for him to talk about the positive things he's done. There's a reluctance there, and a respectful reluctance. But given the situation where someone needs to speak on some of these things, because, if you're going to call somebody Hitler and history can – and it's all there to see that there's – that's really the patheticness of the other side's campaign, is that all they have at this point is fear-mongering by calling one of the worst human beings to ever set foot on this earth. There has never been anything close to him. And to just say that is just it's malpractice, and it should be considered against community standards of anywhere, but apparently it's not.
I find it interesting how much we hear from the Biden-Harris administration about how they want to police what people get to say and when they get to say them. And they talk about consequences for the actions of saying things that are dis or misinformation. But watching the Harris-Walls campaign right now, man, they're lobbying some very, very nasty things in the waning hours of this campaign towards Donald Trump. What does that indicate to you when you see these unfounded allegations about Donald Trump coming from this campaign?
They're losing horribly. This election's not close. Here's the deal. This is the week where you are making your final presentation. This is where you put on your best suit, get your hair cut, get your nails done, whatever your hair did, whatever it is you got to do to put your best foot forward to the American people. Like, I'm ready to lead. I'm ready to step in and get to work. And when you have one candidate saying, this is what my plan, this is what I'm going to do, et cetera, and then the other side is going, well, I kind of don't like to answer because I like to research things, and I'm kind of a nerd, and laughing, and no one else is laughing. And it's like, maybe that's a great job for something else, but to be the president of the United States, nobody wants to hear, well, I'm going to research and study on what Putin just said and did, and then I'll get back to you once I figure it out. I don't think that's the message the American people want from leadership. The fact that you're not informed, being the president of the United States, you should be informed. Being the fact that you've been working in the office and apparently are the last one in the room, and, but yet you have no answers for stuff that you should have been home runs for you.
Yeah.
And your administration. So I think we're seeing where it goes. And if your campaign, all they have is to talk and try to attack the other with baseless claims, shows that your campaign's in shambles. And you have, because you should really be talking about all the exciting things you're getting ready to do. And here's the, and honestly, since you're in the job right now, you could start them now.
Right.
So
what are you waiting for?
Literally could be like, we're already getting started in this one. I'm implementing this one and that one. But the only thing that they've offered to do is apparently for us brothers to make weed free. So, which was a complete smack in the face. And if that's not identity politics, I don't know what is. And that's the last thing me, any brother, white man, Hispanic man wants to hear about. We'll give you, we'll work on getting you guys free weed and free money. We don't want any of those things. I don't think any American man wants a handout. Maybe a hand up,
yeah.
An opportunity, directions to open the door, but we'll open the door, and when we get there, we'll build it. So I think that's just a disconnect. They think they're still trying to sell free lunches to the American people, and we know there's no such thing as a free lunch.
Tyrus, Chris, you know, I feel like in our, we've been having conversations almost weekly for 6 years now. I feel like your opinion of Donald Trump has evolved with time, but I think that that's the story of many, many, many American voters, that the way that they have consumed Donald Trump over this period of time, that there are things that people understand more about Donald Trump, or there are things that people have just come to appreciate or not be so bothered by with Donald Trump. Speaking to your evolution.
I don't think it's that. You keep telling us it's the boy you call cried wolf. It's that same story. You told us this guy was worse than Hitler. You said that, and we all got caught up in it. And I was like, well, you know, and for me, I didn't know the man. So I formed a lot of my opinions based off what I learned from the media, and the media did a really good job of painting a picture of this. And Hillary and them, they did all that. They did their due diligence, and it's the American people still weren't swayed. Now you're running the same. This is the same movie. We've seen it over, and it's not a movie you need to see again. It's not that kind of movie. Like we all get it, and we see it now. And there's no substance behind the stuff they're talking about. So when you call it, when you want to say somebody's Hitler, my argument is you need to be able to prove that in some way, shape, or form. And we're just not, the American people aren't seeing that anymore. We're no longer falling for it. And that for them is difficult. And they don't know how to run on anything else other than trying to say he's Hitler. And it's just the most ridiculous, outlandish and inappropriate thing, not to mention the fact the type of violence it spews from our less than, I'll say, less than sophisticated American citizens who believe the stuff that they hear is true, and they think that they're martyrs trying to assassinate the president. Because when you have the White House saying that he is a danger to democracy and all these things, it's pathetic. But we see through it all. It doesn't work anymore. Now, it's always going to work on media, on their TV shows, when they have all the people that are so offended and so hurt, but the average American is not falling for this stuff anymore, and I think we're seeing the panic, and I think it's too late. I don't think this election is close. I think media wants us to think that, so we tune in, but I don't think it's close. There's just no way. The town hall for CNN should have been a layup for her. She had the questions ahead of time and still couldn't, you know, even all the friendly ones, like she knows what they're talking about and still completely unprepared. And I think that's the biggest, Donald Trump isn't the issue for them. They chose to insert somebody who was not qualified because they were running the country on their own with Joe Biden, who didn't have the cognitive skills to stand up for himself, and they were trying to get 4 more years out of it. And Kamala looks like was the perfect candidate for them. She was going to do exactly what they said they were going to do, and she looks unprepared and incompetent. I guess they're fine with that because their idea is, well, even though she's unprepared and incompetent, she's not Donald Trump. And that's their campaign message, and I don't think that hits.
Yeah. Tyrus, last question before we let you go. This is what we're asking our audience today on our YouTube poll. Do you fear violence after the election is concluded?
I don't see violence if in the election. And again, I really feel that this is not a close election. I think President Trump wins in a landslide. But I do think the same groups that when they don't get their way, burn and attack, and what we'll probably will see some of that. I hope not. I hope, but if President Trump were to lose, I don't think you would see anything from the right other than a lot of "you got to be kidding me."
Yeah.
But the violent side is the other side, and usually by people who don't vote and they're just there just to try to tear up cities because they have nothing invested. And that typically we've been seeing that typically on the side of the left. I hope everyone can accept the election and move on from it, but that doesn't mean they will.
Well, Tyrus, we appreciate you. We've got hopefully one more conversation with you before it's election day. And so we will have so much to talk about next time. And then, of course, hopefully the results are the way you've been calling them. You say it's not close. And I pray that you're correct on that, Tyrus. Thanks for being with us today. We always love having you.
Yeah, just always a pleasure.
We'll take care. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Yep. Tyrus is a Fox News contributor, regular on Gutfeld, and his book is out right now. It's a great read. Enough said. Check it out and share with Tyrus on X at Planet Tyrus. And tell him that you love hearing him here on the Andy Frye Show. He's been with us for a very, very long time. I think he's my longest weekly standing guest. Probably him and Hans von Spakovsky. All right, a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Steve Cortez. We're excited to speak with him. He's worked with Donald Trump. He's a former Trump campaign operative. He is the founder of League of American Workers. You can go to amworkers.com to learn more about that. Steve Cortez joins the Andy Frye Show next.